Hi, everybody. Welcome to Steelers.com Live at 4. I'm Missy Matthews. Thanks for joining us today and Happy New Year. Joining me today on the show is Mike Prosciutto of the DVE Morning Show and Steelers.com and Bob Labriola with Steelers Digest and Steelers.com. Hello, fellas. Welcome to 2014, our first show this year.
Happy New Year, Missy. Hey, who won the Rose Bowl?
Let me think. Michigan State. Happy New Year.
All right. Back to the NFL. I think we've kind of recapped that Cleveland Browns game. Went a little bit through the 2013 that was, but we're going to do it a little bit more today because it is the new year and we're all in a really great mood. So let's start with the offensive line. You might have read Mike Prosciutto's story on them today on Steelers.com. And guys, definitely, as Coach Tomlin would say, the arrow is pointed up for this unit.
Yeah, definitely, Missy. I mean, you know, based on, some of the things that this unit had to endure, not so much this season, but over the past several, number one being the loss of All-Pro center Marquise Pouncey on the eighth play of the opener. I think that by the time, you know, we got to that game against the Cleveland Browns at Heinz Field, there were, you know, a few questions had been answered. Number one being, I think the Steelers have found a left tackle in Kelvin Beachum, and I think that if they're able to re-sign a couple of these guys who are going to be unrestricted free agents, namely Fernando Velasco and Cody Wallace, we actually might have a unit, Mike, with some depth next year. What do you think? Possibly?
You know, this came up a couple of weeks ago in one of the Coordinator Thursday chats with Todd Haley, and Kelvin Beachum was coming back from injury. And Mike Adams, hey, not necessarily Anthony Munoz yet, but certainly a better finish than the start to the season for Mike Adams. And I asked Todd Haley, if Kelvin Beachum's playing left and Marcus Gilbert's playing right, what do you do with Mike Adams? He just kind of looked at me and he said, "Look, you mean for this game coming up?" And I said, "No, long term." And he just sort of blew it off and said, "Hey, I'm just going week to week." And my response was, "So you're unprepared to answer questions involving you're having too many offensive linemen available," which he clearly is, but that's a good thing. Depth and performance. And what we saw the second half of the season, it's got a lot to do with a little bit of everything. It's got a lot to do with more good tight ends available. It's got a lot to do with the running back getting better and better. It's got a lot to do with the ball coming out quicker. But what was it, Lab? 7 sacks in the last 7 games?
Yeah. Wow. I mean,
I'm unprepared to comment on that.
Well, here's what Kelvin Beachum and Marcus Gilbert had to say when they were cleaning out their lockers on Monday.
I think it's been, you know, tremendous, you know, finding ways to plug in guys where we needed to fill, you know, for injuries and, you know, protecting Ben when we needed to and running the ball more effectively. I think as an offensive line, we've grown, matured, you know, compared, you know, especially since we've had a lot of young guys, you know, myself included. So we've matured and learned a lot, you know, over this season.
Proud of the guys, how the way we fought, especially in a lot of changes that we've had. And, you know, just proud of all these guys and just improving as a football players and people. And I'm just excited to be a part of something special that we've had. And despite the 0-4 start, I think we overcame a lot of challenges and just been getting a lot better.
How we finished the season, you know, getting the job done on offense, running the ball like we needed to and protecting Ben like we needed to. So moving forward, we know, you know, how to do things right.
The guys, you know, we're anxious to, you know, to get back. Obviously take some time off and recover, but, you know, I think that we found our groove and I think we're going to keep this thing going.
Another arrow that's pointed up. See, guys, that's kind of the theme of the show today. We're being positive in 2014. Cam Hayward finished the season with 5 sacks. Kind of one of those guys that everybody said in the offseason, will this be the year he steps up? Will he be the player we expected? Brett Kiesel told us all along it will happen, and Cam showed us, you know, he brought his A game this year.
Yeah, I think by the end of the season, Missy, it was not an argument when you would say that Cam Hayward is the best defensive lineman the Steelers have. This guy is, I think, someone who, you know, in a 3-4, a lot of times the defensive linemen are just asked to be complementary type players, occupy the blockers, you know, create space for the linebackers to make plays. Cam Hayward can handle that, but he can also make plays of his own. He's a big guy who can run. He's athletic. As Mike Tomlin would say, he has a good demeanor for the sport. And, you know, he's still a young human being. He's not 25 yet, I don't think. So, yes, the arrow is pointing up for him.
Yeah, you saw a little of that demeanor, and there you see it again. I love that. I think it was Lamar Miller getting slammed to the ground, and then the hands go up in the direction of the officials. Hey, is that allowed? This guy's being a little too tough on me. Here's how much faith I have in Cam Hayward, guys. We had this conversation immediately after the regular season finale. Cam did his media work, and then I told him when the cameras went away, look, you're going to have to pick it up in terms of your quotes because you're going to be playing a lot more. You're going to be a lot more visible. You're going to be a much more integral part of this team. You need to bring more to the interview part of your game. So
yeah, and
he has been told.
And he certainly has the bloodlines for that. His father, Craig Ironhead Hayward, was an interesting quote, to say the least. And I did look it up. Cam Hayward won't be 25 till next May.
Well, funny you bring that up, Prasuta, because I sat down with Cam the other day, and he said, Missy, am I not talking enough in the locker room? That Mike Prasuta guy from DVE told me I need to step my game up. And I said, well, you're always available. You always talk. But, yes, we're looking for sound bites, 15 seconds of the best stuff that we can use pretty much anywhere, TV, radio, and whatnot. But, anyways, let's take a listen to Cam himself.
I think I just definitely took advantage of my opportunity. Just benefited from playing more and, just feel more confident while I'm going out there.
You guys focus on 8-8 or 6-2? What's the better indication of what this team is?
Finishing 6-2, it's big for us. But you got to look at your big body of work. Going 0-4 to start off is definitely going to put you in a big hole. We've been digging out this whole year. But we just got to learn from this. Keep touching the pan, even though it's hot, you're going to get burned. We got to keep learning from this. We had a young group of guys, and, I'm happy for the way our young players started to develop and excited for our opportunities.
All right, Cam Hayward, not on this list, but this is a look at the free agents that the Steelers will be dealing with this offseason. Three wide receivers you see there, three running backs, two tight ends. We have three offensive linemen, three defensive linemen, three linebackers, two defensive backs, and two
specialists. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yes, I'm not going through all the names. They're also on Steelers.com, but guys, what do you think about this list right here?
Well, a lot of them.
Yeah, there are a lot of them, and, there are a lot of them, I think, and it's reflective of some of the situations the Steelers found themselves in. I mean, a lot of those guys were added after, the training camp roster was put together because of injuries, or added after the original cut to 53 players because of injuries, some for performance and those kind of things. So, when you're picking, the way it works in the NFL usually is those kinds of guys only sign one-year deals. Then that allows them to move on, or the team to move on, or both. But, when we were looking at those offensive linemen there, some of those were the guys that we were talking about as providing depth. Cody Wallace, Fernando Velasco, the other guy, Guy Wimper, who, showed himself to be someone who could fill in at a couple of different positions. So I would like to see the Steelers, bring some of those guys back. I don't know, what their options are going to be or what the salary cap situation is going to be. But I think that when you're looking at, some of the areas depth-wise, offensive line particularly, those three guys would be nice to have back in 2014.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work out financially either, Labs, but I can tell you this much, just doing a bit of a unscientific straw poll in the days that we've had access to the players since the season ended. A lot of these guys really liked it here. And, hey, if you get an offer from somewhere else that's four times what you were making, maybe you'll really like it there all of a sudden. But I think the respect for the coaching staff here, the kind of bonding that took place on this team through that 6-2 second half, it would have been very easy for this to go south quickly, and it did not. The coaches made sure the team stayed together and the players stayed together. I think a lot of guys find value in that. And they find value in the operation here, the way you get better, the way you go about it from week to week. A lot of these guys, I think, if circumstances work out, would be happy to come back.
Yeah, and let's not forget that a lot of those names on that list were guys on the street before the Steelers said, hey, you want to come out and maybe have a job. So, there's that too. I mean, some of those guys are big names and will have offers. Other of those guys have been bouncing around the league kind of looking for a home. So, as you mentioned, there are a lot of things to like about playing here. We'll see how it works out.
Quick example, kind of what I'm talking about. Jericho Cotchery, who was on that list,
right,
who had a great year. He's really happy catching passes for Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
And he knows that there is not a Ben Roethlisberger in every NFL city. So that's the kind of stuff, particularly the veteran guys, and there are some veterans on that list.
Yes.
It's not necessarily all guys going into their second contract when you're supposed to cash in. There are some been-there-done-that guys who have been around the block a little bit and understand that if you find the right situation, you last longer in this league, you have more success, and in the long run, you're better off than going for the quick buck.
And for most of those guys on that list, they've been cut, but not yet by the Steelers, and there's that too.
All right, let's take a look at the 2014 draft order that has just been released. Bill O'Brien and the Houston Texans will be picking first. The Steelers, of course, are at number 15 in Labs. You had a little fun fact about having the 15th pick.
Yeah, two times in franchise history, the Steelers have picked 15th overall. We'll call them one for two. Lawrence Timmons would be the one. That was 2007 first-round pick. Huey Richardson, he would be the two. 1991 first-round pick. Didn't even get to see 1992. With your Pittsburgh Steelers.
And like Cam Hayward, Huey needed to work on his media. see what can happen, Cam? Pick it up, I'm telling you.
All right, let's take a look now at a full screen involving the 2014 opponents, home and away for the Steelers. I don't know about you, but Kansas City, some Steelers fans might still be a little upset when they come to town next year. But what do you guys think of the schedule so far? Obviously, we don't know dates and times and all that jazz.
I'll applaud Andy Reid when he walks out onto the turf at Heinz Field. The Chiefs didn't win, but they played it to win and may have won if, Bill Levy or anybody in his crew could count to seven. but they can't. So,
Here we are.
From our point of view, going to New Orleans would be better than having them come here. But
yes,
if you have to play the Saints, you would rather get Drew Brees outside than in the dome. We're going to get to see some new coaches. Tampa is on the schedule. Houston is on the schedule. Whoever Bill O'Brien determines is the best player for the Texans to draft. It's going to be kind of interesting. There's the other thing I like, this year, within one calendar month, we flew to London and to the West Coast. Oakland. None of that this year, yay.
Yeah, just since you brought up the New Orleans thing, just from a purely selfish standpoint, and since I've been beating the drum that Cam Hayward needs to pick his quotes up, I'll stay in the it's all about me kind of refrain here. I think I saw, if you had those logos up, I believe I saw in the away side the Tennessee Titans logo, that means Nashville, right?
Yes.
And that's the New York Football Jets there on the bottom. That
yes.
means New York, New York. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. I'm okay with the schedule.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for us here today on Steelers.com Live at 4. Thanks for joining us. For Mike and Bob, I'm Missy. We will see you next Wednesday with special guest team president Art Rooney II. So make sure you tune in. Have a great weekend and Happy New Year.